Quiz time. Name the test of skill and strength, which involves pioneer men, women, and children, and takes place twice a year in a tiny Indiana town. If you guessed the Indy 500, well, you're just wrong. Stumped? I'm talking, of course, about the National Muzzle-Loading Rifle Association's Tomahawk Throwing Competition. The most recent contest began last week. Gabe Bullard of WFPL in Louisville was there and has this story of flying steel.
Twice a year, the National Muzzle-Loading Rifle Association holds national meetings in the town of Friendship, Indiana, population 49. Depending on turnout, the events could increase the population 20 times, and they definitely increase the volume. The sound of black powder flintlock rifles is constant around the rendezvous, as members practice for or compete in any of the several dozen shooting competitions. But on a hillside away from the shooting, there's a different sound.
This, I think, is my wife's tomahawk.
Eric Bai edits Muzzle Blasts, the NMLRA's magazine. Like most of the people in this part of the meeting site, he's dressed in pioneer garb, and he's demonstrating the proper tomahawk throw.
It's just like throwing a baseball. You don't put any English on it, nothing. No sidearm, just bring it back and let go at the right moment, and then you'll hit the target.
A well-thrown tomahawk turns once in the air and is tossed from about 6 or 7 paces from the target. The target is a card with 3 dots on it, stapled to a disc of a tree trunk standing on a tripod. There are 5 targets in the range.
If I hit the card in such a way that I cut one edge, then I usually get 2 points. If I really bisect that card and cut 2 edges, then it's a 3-point hit.
The tomahawk and knife throwing competitions last for a week. Attendees can enter as many times as they want for $1.25 a try. The highest score wins. There's a more serious aggregate score competition, though. That involves 10 throws and no second tries. And throwers have to be in period costume for that one. The tomahawk throwing is in what's called the primitive camp, where attendees use authentic 18th century equipment to spend the week sleeping and shooting outdoors. And they've been doing it since the 30s. Pretty much just like this.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it fairly easy to compete so that they can come up and do it often and have plenty of fun.
Melissa Backscheider is the range officer. She says the low cost of entry is part of the appeal of the competition. It's easy to get started throwing tomahawks, and it'll set you back $30 to $100 for your own hawk, whereas a gun and the requisite gear can cost thousands. That could be one reason why there's a tough competition in the women's category.
We are competing against other moms that are also trying to drive kids everywhere and have not a whole lot of practice time. So, yeah, the guys can get perfect 25s, but if we have, like, anywhere from, say, 15 to 18, we could win still at our thing. And we get medals. So being able to go back to the PTA and show your medal for taking first place in a tomahawk event, it definitely increases self-esteem and it gives the mom something to do and not just ride herd on the kids.
Not many people enter the competition on the first day. They usually wait until they're warmed up at the end of the week. But of the 2 who entered on opening day, half were women. Nicole Diemer drove in from Ohio. She threw several rounds, and her top score was a respectable 10.
Sometimes men don't want women shooting or throwing tomahawk, and it's just different, you know, to get women out doing things that, you know, no, we can do it too. So it's fun. It's fun. They should come out and just do what men do too.
Diemer's presence on the range isn't unusual to anyone here, but back in civilization, she says things are a little different.
It's odd. It is odd because I remember back at work we had to do some kind of program where you had to show your life story or whatever. And last year I did a picture of the tomahawk and a picture of shooting, and they were like, wow, you do that. It's just something different.
With the exception of the crafters or employees, the people at the rendezvous don't make a living at this. They'll leave and go on to do something completely different. But everyone here, man or woman, says it's relaxing to go to Friendship, even if they don't throw tomahawks. For some people, like Dennis Straits, spending a weekend in buckskin pants isn't just relaxing, it's better than real life.
If I walk down the street in my rendezvous clothes, why, people think I was weird. And, but when you come here, everybody looks alike, and so everybody accepts what you look like and what you are and what you like to do.
Straits has been interested in the pioneer lifestyle for decades, and many of the others here started young as well. Melissa Backscheider's sons and daughters throw tomahawks. She says kids get an instant confidence boost when they hit the target.
We had one kid that wasn't doing so hot everywhere else, but once he stuck the tomahawk, his eyes lit up, his face lit up, and after we were closed for the day, he came back and threw some more because he actually achieved something.
As we're talking, Steve Haley approached to collect a medal from the June competition for his son, who just turned 9.
Well, let's say I just hope he throws it only at chunks of wood.
Haley's son has placed in 2 competitions, and he hopes to compete in more next year.
I think he gains respect, but he also takes a lot of pride in the fact that he actually placed first.
To be clear, plenty of men, burly, strong, mountain men surely, enter the competition too. But it's going to take kids to make the tomahawk throwing and the rendezvous last. Again, the NMLRA's Eric Bai.
Yeah, I think that we were bigger some years ago, maybe 10 or a dozen years ago we were bigger. Unfortunately, we're an older group, and sadly, many of our members die in the course of a year, and it's a little difficult to replace them as fast as they die.
The organization is planning more youth outreach, but they may not have to look beyond the tomahawk range.
Close. Yeah, he loves the outdoors.
Throughout the day, parents like Adam Christie brought their sons and daughters out to throw tomahawks.
Ooh, that was close. Good job.
For Only a Game, I'm Gabe Bullard.
Barely.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Jillian Guybe. And we had help this week from Hillary Barngrove McQuilkin. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Gabe Bullard's Tomahawk Photo Gallery or learn more about this week's music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Fantasy League analyst A.J. Mass, who channels one of his ESPN colleagues.
Yeah, well, Timmy's a good guy. He's fun to meet from time to time there. Okay, guys, see ya.
I only know that's not Tim Kirchin because he didn't say the Yankees are still the Yankees. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.